Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Greg Haynes of USMEF. Back with Greg in just a moment.
Ho, 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 Santa here. Now I realize that Black Friday's a little early to hear from me, especially since everyone hasn't even finished eating their turkey and stuffing yet. Ho, ho. Well, here's a little secret that Santa just heard flying around the workshop. The elves were telling me that if you get to your Ford dealer right now during the Ford Black Friday sales event, you'll get unbelievable deals on lots of great Ford vehicles. Ho, ho, boy. So, now you can get a new Ford car, truck, or SUV, and you don't even have to wait until Christmas. Jumpin' Rudolph! But you better get in your sleigh right now and get to your Ford dealer today, because the Ford Black Friday sales event ends December 1st, Cyber Monday. Ho, ho, ho!
Now get big savings for the holidays when you visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer during the Ford Black Friday sales event. Hurry in by December 1st to get the best deals on a great selection of fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and SUVs. For more information and to check inventory, visit OklahomaFord.com, the best in Oklahoma.
Talking today with Greg Haynes from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Greg, let's talk a little bit about USMEF. You gave a nice little overview as far as, you know, what USMEF is really trying to accomplish on behalf of livestock producers here in the United States. What's really the goal of USMEF as was established in the 1970s?
Yeah, actually, this was almost our 40th year, so next year will be our 39th year that we've been around when we were established. And really, the goal of USMEF is to bring back the most value that we can to the producers by exporting U.S. beef, pork, and lamb around the world. So, I mean, the objective is pretty simple. And again, it's, you know, working with the whole industry to get more product overseas, especially the product that has lower value here. We try to export those items that are really high demand cuts overseas and bring that to the producers here.
You actually had a couple of graphics showing that it's remarkable the percentages of some of these not utilized cuts in the United States that are utilized overseas.
Right. Yeah, if you think about it, really the U.S., you know, we're kind of a steak and hamburger type market, so we have a strong demand for that. But all these other cuts really aren't really big items here in the U.S. But if you look at the different cooking styles and the way they prepare product overseas, especially in Asia, the cuts that they utilize and really have a high demand for are totally different. Those are things, you know, like the hanging tenders, you know, inside skirts, tongues, variety meats, things like that. So items that we would probably just be putting into trim for a dollar or so or a couple dollars per pound, we're able to export those overseas and get, you know, two, three, four times as much. You know, one example is, say, beef tongue. Here, if we had beef tongue, you're probably looking at maybe $1.50 a pound or so. If you look at the international markets, we're selling that for $6, $7 a pound. So that return is very significant. So, I mean, that's significant for every cattle producer here. That's adding $300, which, as you know, especially in difficult times, that can be the difference between make and break. And, you know, now in the market, too, I think that's just kind of extra gravy on top of what we're able to do now.
Tight supplies, obviously, in this country. So you're actually having to work off of a pretty limited supply of beef that we're able to sell into the international market. How's that impacted us here in 2014?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a challenge. Prices are higher because of this. But the good thing that we're seeing is that even despite the higher prices and tight supplies, the foreign buyers, the demand is out there. We're working with them, and they're continuing to buy. Last year was a record year value-wise. We exported almost $6.2 billion. Our original forecast for this year, about 6.5. But what we're seeing so far through August, again, is that we're up about 13%. And so we could end up the year, you know, even closer to $6.8 billion if we continue on at that pace. So again, even with those higher prices and the higher value, that international demand's out there.
Greg Haynes with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, who recently briefed the Oklahoma Beef Council about the value of our international exports when it comes to U.S. beef. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.